30 migrants remain missing after two boats sank off the Italian island of Lampedusa yesterday. The vessels, which were making the perilous journey to Europe from Africa, sank in stormy weather, according to the International Organization for Migration. Italy's Coast Guard said it had recovered two bodies and rescued 57 people. Francesca Basile of the Italian Red Cross joins us on the line now. Francesca, can you tell us about the rescue operation?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. As Italian Red Cross, we are assisting the survivors from the very beginning. So we provided them medical assistance, food and material assistance, but also the possibility to contact their families to say they are alive. Obviously, now they need support, especially psychological support. And we are waiting for the transfer that will happen in the next days, because now the weather continues to be very bad.
But at this point in time, do we know how many people remain missing this morning?
At this point, linked to that shipwreck, the news are about these 30 missing migrants. But here at the hotspot or at the reception center here in Lampedusa, we have about 2,000 people that are hosting, waiting for the transfer, waiting for the good weather.
How is the reception center coping? It has a capacity of, I think, 400 people, but it has 2,400 people there at the moment.
Yeah, so as Italian Red Cross, we are managing the center from the 1st of June. The capacity hasn't changed, but in case of such massive arrivals, we try to provide all the emergency measures to ensure that all the people that arrive receive a right and a dignity in the assistance. Obviously, what is working in this process is the fact that they are transferred very quickly, so the system is working, and we manage in supporting them. The basic services are provided to all the 2,000 people, but obviously this system of quick transfer needs to work.
And what are the challenges then in dealing with these increased numbers of people?
Well, the challenges are linked to the specific needs of each of them, because no matter what are the numbers, but it's very important to meet the needs of each of these people. So we have men, women, children. So it's very important to respond to their needs and to support them, preparing them for the transfer.
Italian government figures show 78,000 people arrived to Italy after crossing by boat from North Africa since the start of the year, at more than double the arrivals than during the same period in 2020. What is the government's position on this now?
Well, we are not in charge of expressing about the government position. What we can say as Red Cross, that we are here as we are in other landing places in Italy, and we are ready to support and assist people that comes that gets to our coast.
Francesca Basile of the Italian Red Cross, thanks for joining us. It's now 8:21.